VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In newsmaking headlines today, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz began a tour of Latin America, where he will become the first Western leader to meet Brazilian President Lula since the latter's inauguration. Peru's Congress rejects a request by embattled President Dina Boluarte to bring forward elections to December 2023 as protests that have killed dozens rage on against her leadership. Record levels of torrential rain in Auckland have left three dead with a fourth person missing. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says after flooding devastated the country's largest city. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni flew to Tripoli, Libya on Saturday, where she was expected to agree to a major gas deal aimed at boosting energy supplies to Europe, despite the insecurity and political chaos in that North African country. And the stepfather of Tyree Nichols, a black man killed during a traffic stop by black police officers in the U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, calls on protesters across the nation to be peaceful.
We do not want any type of uproar. We do not want any type of disturbance. We want peaceful protests.
Spanish police seized 4.5 tons of cocaine with an estimated street value of roughly $114 million after raiding a cattle ship off the Canary Islands earlier this week, according to a statement on Saturday. A Russian research vessel, which has been prospecting for oil and natural gas in the Antarctic, docked in South Africa on Saturday following protests by green campaigners who say its operations in the region violate a treaty banning mineral exploration. This